Hello, my friends. Welcome back to My Most Authentic Life, where we explore big changes and unconventional paths. Every conversation on here gets to the root of one central question. Why do people choose to pursue meaningful change? My name is Fede Vargas, and that question guided my own journey as I pivoted from a successful sales career to create this space. Today, 9 words that changed my life, 9 powerful ideas that redefined my journey, and how these simple words transformed my outlook on life. As you listen to this episode, keep in mind these 5 takeaways, 5 things that you'll learn and that you can apply to your own life journey. Number 1, how to redefine diversity and why it's essential for growth and creativity. Number 2, the impact of having a coach or accountability partner on your journey to self-improvement. Number 3, always be creating. Find creative ways to stay connected and bridge generational gaps in today's fast-evolving societal landscape. Number 4, let's get volunteering a new face. How giving your time can transcend the traditional sense of that word and create meaningful connections. And number 5, why embracing your inner activist and standing for justice can be a guiding force in your life. Now, before we get into it, a fun fact for those that are new on here. Did you know that I took a transformative career break on the breezy shores of Playa del Carmen, Mexico, that led to me achieving my most authentic life, or at least this latest version of it, because it's ever evolving? By hitting the pause button on a high adrenaline sales career, that paved the path for self-discovery and an energized new way of living. Now, let's set the scene. I recently discovered a picture from February 2021. I was doing an interview with Kenya over at the Thank You for Saying No podcast. And that podcast has a series called Rejection Reflections. And that's how the idea for this episode came about, because the question she presents on that series is, what if rejection turned out to be the best redirection of your life? That got me thinking about this time period in my life, early 2021. I went back to the picture gallery and I found this picture. 9 ideas that we'll get into that I scribbled somewhat legibly on sheets of paper, tore the sheets of paper apart, and created these little sort of cue cards that I stuck on the fridge. And it was a wow moment because it made me reflect on that period of my life. But also, I was able to measure how far I've come on this journey. But it also reaffirmed that it's a way that I want to continue showing up in the world. Another important thing to keep in mind is that that picture was taken February 25th, 2021. I was just coming out of what was a dark period in my life. My mental health journey had reached a low point, and I was literally just emerging out of that. I was crawling out of that mine shaft for air and seeing the light, and had the presence of mind to write down these words. So they aren't fancy phrases or ideas, because I still hadn't started my personal development work. Of course, I knew of things like abundance and gratitude, but it wasn't a daily practice. And I hadn't found the alignment in my life for those words and ideas like that to have meaning. So the words I have here that I'm going to share with you are kind of raw. Keep that in mind. They're not fancy, but they are instinctive. They are intuitive. So that's why they have so much more meaning. But with the benefit of hindsight, I'm able to look back with a zoom lens and I'm able to decipher and kind of translate what I meant by each of these ideas and phrases. So here we go. 9 big bucket ideas as guiding principles for a new life. Number 1, I wrote diversity lifestyle. I'm very proudly every day standing up for the communities I represent. the Latinx, Latina, Latino communities, and elevating the LGBTQ plus voices and perspectives. I proudly represent both of those communities. But there's also something much deeper about diversity lifestyle. What that also meant for me at that time is that it means showing up without compromising yourself, by being unapologetic, that you're not going to show up as a version of yourself that can fit in to ecosystems, but that can belong in an ecosystem. We're carving out spaces where we belong and have a genuine voice that matters and that can impact meaningful change. By celebrating diversity and whatever diversity is for you, you are effectively impacting meaningful change in the world. Number two, I wrote executive coach. At that time in my life, I was still hardwired. I was going to look for another traditional job, and my resume and CV seemed pretty strong, at least based on my headspace at that time. But what I ended up getting was a personal development and transformational coach. This highlights that whatever journey we're on, we're not on an island. We need to have support systems, and having accountability groups and partners is very important. Number three, I wrote the word create, and in the bottom, I wrote the acronym CFC, which I'll tell you what it means. Always be creating. We can do this, of course, by creating content like a podcast or getting on social media and having a voice and being represented. But you could also do this by creating meaningful relationships, meaningful spaces, meaningful environments. And the word CFC relates to the Canadian Film Center, which is where I went to school. That was my original life path I thought I would take. It would be more working in the creative field versus exclusively in the business development sales side of things, which is what I did for about 16 years. That's the connection between CFC and creativity, because I wanted to reconnect with that world that had been such an important part of my life. And if you listen to the last episode, Hope Thompson was someone that I met during my screenwriting residency at the Canadian Film Center. So it's interesting how all of these words are coming full circle. Number four and number five go together. Number four, I wrote Gen X. And number five, I wrote Millennials. It is absolutely important that we build a sound working relationship between Gen X and millennials. I'm a cusp Gen X millennial. I definitely associate more with the millennial side of things. Listen, we are firmly into 2024, and we already need to have a vision for 2025, and we need to have a vision for 2030. We need to take action now to make sure that Gen X and millennials are working closely together to build the future that we really want to see. The decade of the 2020s will be a growing pains decade, and it's the actions that we take now, we're halfway through the decade almost, that will really set us up for what will be a thriving 2030. Number six, I wrote sports. I didn't mean going to football games or hockey games or baseball. I love baseball. I meant fitness and well-being. It didn't mean becoming a gym rat, but it meant physical fitness overall. And that's something that I did do a lot during my career break. Participating in group fitness events was something that was very important for me, making sure that I had an active lifestyle. The more active I am, the better my headspace is, the more clarity I have about everything in life. Number seven, volunteer. This is one I struggled with because I thought I wasn't doing it, right? I thought volunteering, okay, I need to go to a developing country and build houses or join the food bank or something like that. And then I realized that actually I've been volunteering all along. Giving your time to a cause, getting involved, joining something is the most valuable thing you can do. In the Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz says that volunteering is your rent for being on the planet. And while I didn't go to a developing country and build houses, I did give back and have been giving back in other ways through this podcast and through other ways that I get involved to build spaces for meaningful connection. Number 8, meditation. This is about mental well-being. I always wanted to meditate, and I gave it a very good go while I was on my career break. I failed miserably, but I have recently succeeded at my version of meditation. I'm in the early stages of it, but I am very happy with the results that I'm getting by having done daily meditation now for almost 2 months. The impact and the benefits are absolutely incredible, but I've had it on my mind since I wrote this list way back on February 25th, 2021. I wrote the word meditation, and just by writing it out and sticking it on that fridge, I made it a priority. I made it one of the key principles that I wanted to pursue. And here it is, it's happened. And it needs to improve, and it will continue to improve, but it's happening. And finally, I wrote activist/injustice. I have that spirit inside me to stand up for the underdog, to call out the BS and to call out injustices in the world. I will always have that spirit. But what I've realized is that it doesn't have to be done in a loud, negative, or conflicting way. You can be an activist by being a relationship builder, by being someone that creates. By creating positive environments, positive spaces for meaningful connection, we have the ability to be leaders, to be activists, and to impact the world. So those are the 9 powerful ideas. Let's recap them. Diversity lifestyle, number 1. Number 2, executive coach. Number 3, creativity. Number 4 and number 5, Gen X millennials. Let's build a bridge. Number 6, health and well-being. Number 7, volunteer. Number 8, meditation. Number 9, activism and injustices. So those 9 basic words, I made a priority. I stuck them on that fridge. And by sticking them on that fridge, I committed them to my mental memory. And it turns out I have been executing that plan. That brings us to the end of the episode. What are your ideas? It doesn't have to be 9 words. What are your buckets that are going to define the next few weeks, the next few months, and the next years of your life? We hope that leaves you feeling empowered, ready to take control of how you show up in the world every day. That's today's personal journey, my own journey, on today's short episode. As always, thank you for listening, and keep on living. Time on.